Good morning. Chancellor Wilkinson, members of the Board of Governors, President Nelson, members of Cabinet, faculty, staff, honored guests, friends, family, and most importantly, my fellow graduates. I'm honored and truly grateful for the opportunity to share with you today some of the stories of the 2016 Bachelor of Education cohort. Before I begin, however, I would ask that graduates take a look around you. Take note of the family and friends, the faculty, and then look amongst yourselves. All these people have gathered to celebrate us and our achievements, and yet, ironically, we have gathered to celebrate them. And the guidance and the love that they have given us to get us to this point. On Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, we made our way into Tyndale, each of us walking through those doors, having taken a very unique path to reach them. 50 lives suddenly coalescing into a single room. Personally, I was in the midst of preparing for my defense, and beginning this program felt like I had just thrown myself into the deep end with an anchor tied to my feet. I had a one-year-old at home and a wife who was shortly finishing her maternity leave and beginning her first teaching contract. Despite this, every day I had a lunch, three snacks, a loving note in my lunch bag, and when I finally got home, a giggly one-year-old waiting to see Daddy. Each day, I thank God for my beautiful family, who has since grown to include another beautiful boy and the loving support they give me every day. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Oh, well. Whether it was a lunch bag that required filling or emotional baggage that required unloading, our families delivered our needs and bore our struggles. And I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I humbly say thank you. As we left the safety nets of our families, that day we were received by the faculty here at Tyndale. Initially strangers, we soon formed a family here too, one that supported and cared for one another with tender hearts. In fact, I remember Professor Heho asking me, the week before my defense date, if there's anything that the class might be able to do to help me prepare. And I said, honestly, I could just use your prayers. At that point, Professor Heho and the entire class had said a prayer for me. It was in that moment that I was overcome with deep humility, and I realized that I am in a good place. This moment embodied everything that Tyndale provided for us, a closeness with God, the solidarity of one family sharing in the same struggle, and the support, courage, and conviction to confront our trials. At the forefront of this were our professors. They spent countless hours looking over our lessons plans, providing feedback, and some of them assigning us math problems with an infinite number of solutions, which we as a class couldn't even come up with only one. Their patience, understanding, and good-hearted nature is what each student deserves, and what we as graduates should strive to model in our practice. Because, dear faculty, you not only educated us, you raised us to be teachers just as Christ was. Professor Marian Ahrens was a perfect example of a Christ-like educator. She helped start us on our journey and brought us together as a family within Tyndale. She was a beautiful and exuberantly positive person, and her memory will continue to live on in our minds and hearts. As much as the faculty here provided that initial glue that joined us, we very soon became for one another the support that would mold us into the teachers that we are today. To each of us, these supports meant something different, whether it was playing sports in the fields to the east, spending hours working on group projects, going out with friends at lunch, or in certain cases, having Rose provide us with lunch, or playing a rockin' soundtrack with a ukulele, bass, and guitar. We all became something more and helped one another to grow. We could have attended any other teacher's college. There were many to choose from. But I think looking at each other and at our professors today, we can all agree that we are here under the providence of God. As we leave here today through those same doors we entered on that first Tuesday morning, we will all be taking very different paths. 50 lives diverging from a single point, but forever changed. We have interviews in our future, job offers, perhaps some doors that will not be opened for us. These moments of success and celebration and those of sleeplessness and exhaustion will be all God's blessings, which I hope none of us forget to credit him with. There's one lesson that I will never unlearn from Tyndale. In fact, Professors Carla Nelson and Rob Foster once explained to us the theories on the purpose of education, that it may be Plato's pursuit of knowledge, Aristotle's pursuit of happiness, or my favorite, the book of Genesis' pursuit of gratitude. All moments of our lives, even the lonely ones, are gifts from God. He uses those moments as springboards to bring us into the greatest versions of ourselves. The final words that I would like to leave you with today are not actually of my own writing, but those of Max Ehrman's Desiderata. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass grows. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark tidings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Thank you.